Sicha Aleph, Parshas Lech Lecha, Chelik Yud. The Rebbe discusses the Inyan of Birchas Kayanim. And what I would like to do is compare the Rebbe's Chiddush in Birchas Kayanim with the approach of the Rambam. And I believe that it will answer a lot of questions that, based on the Rebbe's Yisaidus in this Sicha. So the Rebbe starts, the Rebbe discusses many things in the Sicha, but I'm going to focus on one main aspect, is the way he explains the Machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. And it's interesting that the Rebbe goes straight to explaining it in a man, in a way of Chassidus. And that is, the Gemara in Masechtas Chulin, Daf Mem Tes, says that Rabbi Shmuel learns that the Yidden get a bracha from the Kahanim, and the Kahanim get a bracha from the Eibishter under the same heading of Ani Avarechem. And it's all part of the pasuk of Ani Avarechem. Rabbi Akiva, on the other hand, learns it's two separate things. The Kahanim give a bracha to the Yidden, and the Yidden and the Kayanim get a bracha from the Eibishter, a separate bracha, which we learn from the pasuk of Va'avarchem Avarchecha, which is a pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha. The question that the Rebbe presents is that L'cha'ere, what is the difference whether we learn it from one pasuk or from another pasuk? It shouldn't make a difference. The bottom line is the Eibishter is mentioning the Kahanim. And in explaining this, the Rebbe goes into an Arichas de Kebiur in the difference between Tefillah and Bracha, something that is discussed many times in the Rebbe's Maimarim and the Chassidus in general. And basic difference is that Bracha, the Mevarech, stands above the source and create and pushes the flow out of the source. Tefillah, the mispalel, stands below the source. The source is a very high level. It doesn't exist yet. You got to create it in the Seder Shtauslos, and therefore you got to go beyond Seder Shtauslos. And through the union of Tefillah, you can reach there and bring it down, and create and bring down. And this is a very general concept. Very general concept. However, that is the basic idea. In the Maimarim of Lag Ba'omer, the Rebbe talks about Rav Shimon Yochai being able to do both through his Torah. And here in this Sicha, the Rebbe speaks about how the Kahanim accomplish both. The Inyan of Bracha, meaning that they reach, they are elevated to the source of the bracha, and they sort of download the level of lemaylam in Ishtalshlus into Ishtalshlus through, which is the Kayach HaTfilah. So basically, Birchas Kehanim is really the ultimate. That's the basis of the detail. It goes into the very detailed points in the Sicha, and therefore explains how it is possible that in Tefillah you must have Tisha Mispalalim, and you cannot rely, you have to have Tisha Einin, I'm sorry, you need to have a minion in order to create the Tefillah, whereas by Birchas Kehanim, you can have an Ir Shekula Kehanim, and they can be Mivarech. And the reason is because they don't need any power from below. They are the Eivishter Shluchim, so to speak, to bring the Bracha. And therefore, they are in the level of the makar, and they can bring it down. And then the Rebbe goes down to explain, the difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Obviously, they both are the Eibishter's bracha being given to Yidden through the Birchas Kehanim. However, the difference is, according to Rav Akiva, it's really the bracha itself is a bracha of the Kehanim, a bracha of Basa V'dom. However, it is energized by the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maskim Al Yodom, the Lashon of Rashi, and the Eibishter agrees with the bracha. And he gives them the Kayach of Lamailam and the Shalshus. But really, it's a bracha of the Kehanim. Therefore, the Kehanim need another bracha in order to take care of them. And that's the Avarcha Avarcheka. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the bracha is the Eibishter's bracha. It's Lamailam and the Shalshus. The Kehanim are elevated Lamailam and the Shalshus. And they get the same bracha as the Kehanim and the Eden are all one. It's all one source of bracha. And that's the uftu of Rabbi Shmuel. Just a note that in the Maimer of Yud Gimel Tamuz Asara Shigeshrim, the Rebbe says over there that the Maila of Birchas Kehanim and the Amshacha of Birchas Kehanim was Maila Mishtalshlus. And he goes through the same idea that he says here in Atlan. There he says it in short. And it's in Maila Mishtalshlus and in Maven of Tzibui. And a man of command. And that's what he goes to a Tayyar, the Rabbim, and a lot of discussion, but it's interesting. This whole big, the whole Arichas here is very in a short few words over there. Okay, I want to now take this, what the Rebbe says, and try to, usually you have to enclose it in the words of the Rambam. And to see how they fit and what it would and what insights it gives us into a Rambam that has always been very difficult to understand. Rambam and Hilchis Nesiyas Kapayim, Tefillah and Nesiyas Kapayim, as we know, the Rambam combines them, and that's a discussion on its own. Perek Tesvav Aloch Avav writes regarding a Kohen, that before that he listed a whole bunch of things that a Kohen cannot do. The Kohen is not capable of doing. I mean, the type of Kohen that cannot be Mevarech gives a bunch of mumen and different things that are, and there are different things that will not allow him to be Mevarech as Yisrael. But then he writes, if a Kohen does not have any of these things that prevent him from the Nesiyas Kapayim, Afal Pi Shein Nechoch. Okay, he's not smart. No, we'll look away on that. They're not even careful of mitzvahs. Not only that, the people say terrible things about him. And his business was not honest. He still can do Birchas Kehanim. So the Rambam explains why it's simple. You should do mitzvahs. I say, I'll call kain the kain. Shiro, he will see his kabbayim. It's a mitzvah. And why would we tell a person, hey man, love them Russia, be safe, Rush, Resha, we love them in a mitzvah. We don't tell a guy because they're Russian, don't do other mitzvahs. Yeah, so what was the happen? I mean, why is he? we don't find the same question by Tefillin. We don't find the same question from Mezuzah. We don't find the same question anywhere else. Okay, so we can combine it with the next halacha, maybe that has to do one with the other, but I'm not going to get into this part so much, but it's just interesting. What's the question? What was the havamin? Then comes halacha zayin. Here the Rambam goes much further. Baal tetame v'teime, don't wonder and say, uma toil birchas hedyidze, what's this bracha of this lowlife going to matter? How's it going to help? So here, Rambam goes on to already a more detailed explanation. She'ein kibul habracha toli b'kahan. The reception of the bracha is not dependent in the kahan. Has nothing to do with the kahan. Has nothing to do with the kahan. Ein kibul habracha toli b'kahan. Navos ela b'kadosh baruch hu. And that's what they understand. Shenamar v'samu eshmi al bnei Yisrael v'ani avarachem. Okay, so here the Rambam describes birchas kainim. Akehanim eisim mitzvasam, shenitztavba vakodesh baruch hu berachmov nevarach es esol kichefts. The kehanim do their mitzvah that they were commanded. The Eibishter with his mercy blesses the Yidden as he pleases. His will, his desire. Okay, the fact what the Rambam says is great, easy to understand, but very difficult. What is this? They do a mitzvah and the Eibishter's mevarach. I just want to say, the Alter Rebbe is very similar concept and writes very, but he succinctly says the Eibishter's mevarach Yisrael. And the Kabbalah's Avrach Natali and them, they do their mitzvah. Here the Rambam is Meirich, Oysen Mitzvosom, Shenet Stavu Behem, that they commanded, they were commanded, and the Eibishter does it, Beracham on, who cares, where are we coming, what's the Rambam telling all this for? What do we need this for? And Keftzei, what's this whole, is that the Rambam? This sounds like a Musa Sefer, this sounds like or a Chassidus Sefer. Why is this here? And all it should say is, it's not Dolly and Dev, it's my neighbors to finish, you know. What's Zokta do? That's what bothers me to the most. Okay, so now let's go on further. That's really what. Then just a note that there's a Sefer Meiser, a Keiach on the Rambam, that asks the question. He says, that's the Bechlam what the Rambam's problem is. The Gemara says, "Le'ol about the birchas hedyit kalav enecha." Sheshnei g'day le'adar goes through, brings your eyes that a birchas hedyit should not be kalav enecha. So if it's not kalav, what are you worried about? So what are we worried about? So that's what I want to deal with. Okay, so maybe we can explain all this by getting into another discussion. There's a very strange bracha that the Kehanim make. Something that's so unique that it arouses the suspicion, the question in everybody. That's not unique. There are many times that they do that. What in the world does this mean, ba'ahava? Where does ba'ahava become part of the mitzvah of birchas kainim that we put it into the bracha? So the many, many questions that the achrayim, the poskim, ask on this. First of all, where does it come from? What's the mocker from ba'ahava? Second, why only this? Why do you say Levarach is all by me though? Levarach is all below my caters. There's a lot of things that are ma'akiv. I was not ma'akiv. And what we don't find that we say Achilas Matzah beHaseiba. You know, that even though Haseiba can be ma'akiv. We don't say Laniach Tfilin, somebody has Tfilin Shcheirim. I mean, there's a lot of malachas. Why we put them into the bracha? Why here? So the ones who ask this are the Peskim. You find it in the Nisei Kelim and Shulchan Aruch, and you find it in the Halacha. So first, let's figure out where this Mokra for Ava comes from. So the Mokra for Ava, people struggle. There's a struggle to find the source. One of the places that brought down in the Peskim is Rashi and Chumash, based on a Medrash that says that the word Emor is written with a Vav Malei. So it's telling you, just say it. Don't say it b'chipozon u'b'holei, Rashi says, or b'kavona u'b'lev shalom. So the word b'lev shalom means Ava. Okay. It's a taich in b'lev shalom, it could be. But that's not the simple meaning of b'lev shalom. So good, that's what they say. And the same thing, B'kavona Salev, the Medrash says, the Medrash of Chuma, Medrash Rabbah, also Medrash that B'kavona Salev, Kedesh Yatishna Abracha Behem, that's why it says Emor Lehem. Again, it's all, but it doesn't say Abba there, it doesn't say Abba. But there's a Zoyar. The Zohar says, "Kol koyin leirochem leyama leyifres yidoy." Koyin that the people don't love him should not do birchas ka. Move the out of the chad koyin. The kam uparis yidoy. The ad leyashlim is avid talad the gan. Was a koyin that got up. And he obviously wasn't, that was the relationship between him and the call was not great. And before he finished, he ended up being like Ashes late somewhat. But he became a Galshalat Summers. In other words, he dropped dead right then and there. So, what was the reason? Because he didn't bless the Abba. There was no love in the Blach. And right away it says, become Koyin. Achar, v'nasa yoda birach v'tikno b'yayim ahu. They become guy achar v'preis yedeyu barach v'stakon al yemen. There was a takona made that day. Kol koyin the hulay rochem la'amay amal rochem leila yifris yodei levarach alam. That day they made a takona. Any koyin that doesn't love the people don't love him. Don't do birchas kein. And he brings the pasuk the chesiv. Only a person with a good eye can be mevarech. Based on this zayar, the Alter Rebbe paskins that you should not. A kohen should not go because of sakana. Because of sakana, you should not be mevarech if you don't. There's no ava. So l'cheir desire now, the desire creates this desire creates a somewhat of a source for this ava. Toiv ayin u'yivarech. We use it for other things in Birkas Kayin. All right, so could be that if we put the Rebbe's approach to the Bishmoel and then analyze what the Rambam is saying, we might be able to come to some kind of conclusion. That the Rambam is really saying the Rebbe's thought. In Aces of Nigla, there's a famous Rambam that speaks, and there's a Sicha the Rebbe Chelik Lamed Zayin about this Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, where he talks about the honoring mitzvahs, and he writes that you shouldn't when you're doing Kisei Adam, you shouldn't do it with your feet. And you mitzvahs bezuyas elav shein hakoved la'atzim shal mitzvah l'mishat tziva ben. But the mitzvahs represent the Eibishter. The Magen Mishneh says, why? Because cover the mitzvahs kveid Hashem Yisbarach. Cover the mitzvahs is the cover the Eibishter. Shem shluchav shel mokim. Kveid ha-nishlach u-kveid ha-shelech. So the mitzvah is the Eibishter shliach. Famous Medrash that the Rebbe quotes many times. And the Rebbe Na'oris in B'chei Ulam Zayin brings both the Magen Mishneh and this Medrash. Medrash Tamchuma, Amar Rav Shimei Choy, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Yisrael, Ayu Mechabden Es HaMitzvus She'en Shluchai. Shluchai Shal Adam Kameisai. Kabbalat Oysam Ki Lilit Ki Bat Nidani. The Mitzvus of Eibush is Shliach. Eibush is representation. So, Ulai. When the Rambam says, like a Hanum Oysen Mitzvahsim Shinitzdavu Ba, meaning they are now, in this Indian, they are Shluchim of the Eibishter, as the Rebbe says in the Sikh also, but here you can add this point, and they become Kemoisei Mamish through the Shlichas, and they cause the Eibishter and gives the Brach. So, what the Rambam was asking, how does a Hedyot reach this level? How could a Hedyot be a Shliach Kemaisai? And especially if he's a Rosh. So he said the answer is, it's the mitzvah. The mitzvah does it. And how could such a low person, a hedyad, bring down such a high level? The answer is it's not negated to the person. The person is only a catalyst of the mitzvah. He's only representing, he's doing the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the Eibishter. Hashem Shluchai, as the Rambam paskins, the mechabed Eibishter with the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the Eibishter. The mitzvah is a representative of the Eibishter. That's for the person who's doing it. So in Halacha, the Rambam is recognizing that gilui of the Eibishter in the mitzvah. And that's why he stresses, Eisim Mitzvasam Shemitztavuba. They're doing the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the Eibishter. Oh. If it is the Rambam, V'akadosh Baruch Hu berachamov mevarek. And kechefzei. All that are the levels that the Rebbe talks about of Lamayel Nishtalshlus in halachic terms. The Eibishter is not negated to who we are. It's berachamov. And it's not a gay who we are, it's a hefze. Not because we are roi or not roi. That's why he stresses the rachma of a hefze, trying to say there's nothing to do with us. It's the Eibish, it's a mylum ishtalshus, not a gay ishtalshus. Okay, Aaron doesn't use the chassidus terms, Aaron uses the halachic terms. The male of her for the Meister Kayach's question, yeah, Birchas Hedyin is not a problem. But we're not talking about Berchus Hedyin. We're talking about Rachel of the Eibishter of the Ma'ale Mashtalshlus. Of them, Frek the Rambam. And of them, Frek the Rambam, yeah, you could be, anybody could be, because if you do the mitzvah, while you're doing the mitzvah, you are buckled to the Eibishter at that time, and you're representing the Eibishter. And the Rebbe's addition is that that's Berchus, that's the, and that why the Rambam says it, and this was the same word as the Rebbe, that's the whole word of Berchus Kain, is you take a person who represents the Eibishter and gives the bracha. Ulai, he can go a step further with this word, that the word verachamov and the word in the Zohar is used as in Aramaic is rochim la'am. Ava and rachamim, Aramaic of rachamim and av and rochim is the same. The rochim that comes from the Lashon rechimu, ava. That's why there needs to be an ava. In order to create this connection, Ulai, that's the side of the Ava in the Rebbe's Sikha, because through Ava the Kohen becomes the Eibishter and can be now come to the level of that bittul and connection that he should be together one with Klal Yisrael. And therefore receive the same bracha. And in the Rambam's lashon, in order to be able to be that shliach k'moisei, he needs to have that ava, that rochim, in order to be able to be one with Eibishter at that point. It has to come from a darga of rochim, and that's why the bracha in the bracha it says, "Levarach asami." So the ava means you got to be able to do that ava. That's come with a rochim, and that's come with an ava of rachmanis chaviyachol, meaning it's nothing to do. I just love the other Jew. Nothing to what I care, what my relation. You have to create that ava. And that's why ava is part of the bracha. So in essence, what they're saying is that what the Rebbe is saying in the Sikha, the Rambam is saying in Halacha, with different lashenis, but the same idea, that the Kohen becomes one with the Eibishter, and therefore he has to act like the Eibishter, and he has to conduct himself at that moment. That doesn't have to be what he is, otherwise it makes no difference. But he has got to transfer the rachma of the Eibishter to the rachm la'ama and bring in that same the bracha. So with the Rebbe's Yisayt, for the ganzen Rambam, the whole approach to the Rambam to Birchus Kainim. Anyway, Hatzlacha Rabba, Agut Voch, Agut Yor, Un Lech Lecha Mzalgein, to the Gula Amitah Shleima. Hatzlacha Rabba.